This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefan Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. It is Thursday, which means it is time for another happy hour. As always with these, drink responsibly, if you choose to do so. For today's drink, it has coffee in it, and I'm breaking my two cups rule. So
I thought you were going to say one of the cups for this episode.
I was, but then I didn't.
You do
and
you.
And then I did it.
It's fair. You do what you need to.
I think it'll be okay. So today we're talking about cinnamon rolls again, which you can go and find. I believe it was my very first happy hour I did. It was about cinnamon rolls, the trope. Where we discussed this drink. But Samantha, do you want to describe kind of the basics?
Yes, I think we've described it before, but essentially it is coffee and you get chocolate syrup or hot chocolate powder, however you want to do it. Mix it in that hot coffee, add a little dash of cinnamon, so the cinnamon roll part, and then you can use either creamer, Bailey's or not, and add that into there. A little bit of whiskey if you desire to add a little more punch to it. Whipped cream on top. A little more cinnamon. And there you have Annie's cinnamon roll.
Yes. And I am drinking mine out of the cinnamon roll mug Samantha made me, which I adore. I want to take it with me everywhere, but I'm also very afraid it will break. So
yeah. Also, it's 15 ounces. So it's not your regular.
Oh, is that more cup. Or less?
Yeah, that's more.
Oh,
your typical
wow.
Coffee cup.
I'm going to have a good day then.
Right. So I'm like, not only did you add a little more than your typical.
Mm-hmm.
So the three and then some.
Okay. Oh, no. I'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Yes, I do want to say when I was checking out, one of the women asked me what the whipped cream was for. And I said, you know, it's just I'd like to put it on coffee. And she acted like I was a genius and was so excited to try it. And I was like, oh, yeah, put it on top of coffee, a little cinnamon. And she was like,
has she never gone to that Starbucks over there? They always put cream on coffee. I'm confused.
I think they were just being nice, Samantha. Oh.
Also, why she was asking you about whipped cream, what if it was super personal and be like, I have a date? She just said that. Oh,
it's a activity.
I have a friend coming over. That's all you say.
I mean, I wasn't looking to mess with the kind women checking me out. But I see where your head goes.
I'm just saying, that's such a weird question. I guess maybe they're just being nice, but like, still, you're like, why? You never know what you're going to get with things like whipped cream.
Mm-hmm. That's true. She thought it was pie. So, you know, pretty innocent. Innocent. Speaking of innocent, what we're talking about today is we're revisiting the idea of cinnamon rolls again because I've been thinking a lot about this topic because obviously I love cinnamon rolls, which is the trope, which is essentially someone who's really innocent, who's really sweet, really bright, like a light, a damn sweetheart, as I like to say. And I also like reading terribly sad things about them and also writing terribly sad things happening to them. And I keep finding myself shouting, you can be happy, cinnamon roll. Let yourself be happy. And once again, I find that that says something about my self-trauma and self-esteem, and particularly in this case, happiness. And Samantha knows, like, you along with a bunch of my other friends have been getting my fan fiction updates. And this one in particular where it's just like wrecking me, so sad. And
the author, it sounds like.
Yes. And I recently had one update where the author was like, I'm going to split this chapter in half because it's so sad and you're going to want to take a break in the middle. And I was like, dang. True. Correct. But I've been thinking about this whole idea for me when a lot of times in these stories and when I write them, and I think when I would describe them to you, you'd probably think that doesn't sound as sad as what you've been making it out to be. Because it is really, really sad. But it's not like the level of crying I have done. And I think part of that is it's something I really connect to where the cinnamon roll doesn't feel like they deserve happiness or that they are worthy of happiness. And there's something about that level of insecurity and low self-esteem that I just connect to really strongly and I find absolutely heartbreaking. And I think there is like a level two of selflessness. Like it's selfish to think of your own happiness. And we've talked about how that's often weaponized against women in particular, and especially when it comes to raising children. But that's something that comes up in a lot of these too, of like a key trait of the cinnamon roll is they are selfless. But then when they do want something for themselves, when I want them, like, you can be happy, they think that that's bad or wrong and they don't deserve it. And they'll feel guilty about being happy, about like staying in one place or allowing themselves to have happiness. And this is my favorite kind of tragedy, even though it makes me so sad, is when you could be happy, but you get in your own way or you believe you don't deserve it. And even though people are trying to build you up and support you and giving you all these options, you don't choose them because you don't think you deserve it. And that's the fan fiction that I've written that I've talked about. My quarantine baby is 500 plus pages. That's essentially how it ends. It's like this really tragic deciding that it would be better for yourself to suffer for like ever, essentially, to help other people as opposed to letting yourself be happy. But yeah, and this whole idea of like people feeling like people are better off without you, that you want to shrink and not bother anybody. I've talked about that's how I have operated, and I've like almost lost friendships over it because people have misinterpreted it. And also it can be very selfish because you're not thinking about what the other person wants, or you don't believe them when they say that they want to hang out with you or that they want you in your lives. It can be hard. Like we talked about that a lot too for any marginalized person. It can be hard to tell yourself that you have self-worth when there's so many things telling you that you have no value. And also, like, this whole idea of can you be happy alone? And if you are, what does that say? And feeling like you need someone to validate you and your happiness, your existence, your legitimacy, like, that's not good either. But I just find it interesting that that's what I've been connecting to so strongly. And I feel like I'm almost on a precipice, Samantha. I feel like I'm at a part of healing because I want this fictional person to be happy. And I think that, like we talked about in the original cinnamon roll one, that's one of the things I think, for me at least, the connection to trauma is this fictional person is much easier in a lot of ways to connect to and to feel bad for, or to feel like it's not their fault, or X, like this strong person went through this and it wasn't, I don't think it's their fault, and it wasn't my fault either. And so like me shouting at my computer, let yourself be happy, cinnamon roll, you can be happy. It does feel like a step. I've made a step.
I think you have.
You think?
I think it's funny because perhaps this is just like owning your own self and having a moment of self-reflection of being able to root for that.
Mm-hmm.
When before you were just like, this is desolate, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that's the saddest part for me of a lot of this is that being as a reader or as a writer in some case, like it's cruel, but it's almost like you think you could be happy. Well, you're not going to be happy in the end.
Yeah.
Which is terrible. But that is like my favorite type of tragedy, which I know is weird to have a favorite type, but that is. But yeah, and there's this kind of whole idea of being afraid of your own happiness and letting yourself be happy. We've talked about the comparison game. And I feel like, especially over the past few years that have been so tough and dark, it is hard. It feels wrong to be happy.
Right.
Or to let yourself be happy.
Right. There's definitely guilt in being like, oh, everything is okay. I think we've talked about this before when my friends were all in upheaval and then I'm okay. It doesn't mm-hmm. feel natural.
Right.
Because A, I'm typically the one in crisis, or B, being okay when everybody else is down
mm-hmm.
doesn't feel like I'm being supportive. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
It's an odd aspect of human nature. It makes sense, especially when you're an empathetic person, that feeling happy or feeling okay when other people aren't does somehow feel like selfish or guilty or wrong, when it shouldn't, especially if you're helping and supporting in ways that you can. But yeah, that's that I feel it's something I still struggle with. And I'll almost like, if I catch myself feeling happy, I'll come up with reasons not to be happy sometimes, or just feel like an extreme amount of guilt about it. And especially because I do live alone, and I'll just get in my head about like, oh, what does any of my existence even mean? It feels weird. Something else that we've discussed before is especially, I can't speak for other cultures, but especially in the United States, I feel like there is an air of like being happy. I don't know how to word it exactly, but it's, you should always be striving for more. Like you're never going to be happy with what you have. You should always be pushing for more. And if you're happy, that's almost like a weak thing, like a weakness. Like we kind of have glorified pain and suffering or working or always being stressed in an odd way, like kind of going back to that whole workaholic thing or never taking a vacation here in the US. It's like we've turned happiness into, or admitting you need these spaces to be happy, into a weak thing.
Right. Contentment is not okay. That means you've given up.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't really talk about it. Or if you do, usually it's in terms of like something you've accomplished, which is absolutely something to be happy about and be pleased with. But I feel like that's sort of the one area. And even then, sometimes people will be like, well, she's bragging or XYZ. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't have been talking about this. And, oh gosh, it's like happiness shouldn't be so complicated, but it is in a lot of ways.
Of course, there's also, there's a difference between happiness and contentment and faking it.
Yeah.
And or trying to outdo someone and outshine someone. There's always that too, that level of also reading the room.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is very important.
That is absolutely true. Very good point. Very, very good point. And like, I think again, during our really like time of being just massive upheaval, where we're all more connected than ever, that can be harder than ever as well. Because I'll just get my head about, like, I feel like I can't post anything on social media because there's so much suffering. Which again, there is a difference between like reading the room and just shutting down completely.
Right, right.
But yeah, that's definitely important to this whole thing. And also, you know, happiness looks different for different people. And finding out what that means to you can just be a whole thing. And especially, you know, as I've gone through like, how do I identify sexually and what does like my being happy in a relationship or not being in a relationship looks like and all of that stuff. I've been thinking about it. And you can't be happy all the time, of course, but it's this idea that I've been like too afraid to even let myself believe that's an option to be happy. And then the idea that maybe I could be, but I'm just too afraid to do it or too afraid to fight for it or whatever it is. And I'm making it sound like I'm miserable all the time, but this is kind of what has been going through my head as I'm like reading these stories and connecting with them so hard and trying to figure out why I'm connecting with them so hard and why this is what I write, is that the people that I write consistently don't let themselves be happy and don't choose happiness. And so I've just been trying to work through why that is and why that does resonate with me so much. And I think that's good to think about. And I think a lot of people have been thinking about what happiness really means to them instead of like what they think it should be, what they think it should look like. And obviously, again, with the whole cinnamon roll trope, I personally do think a lot of trauma is involved in that whole thing. And the idea is almost like they go through all this stuff and yet they are still this, you know, beautiful, bright, happy, whatever, whatever, whatever. But this is the one area where the trauma shines, is that they have low self-worth. They can't allow themselves to be quote unquote selfish or to choose something for them that they want that would make them happy. Because they think they don't deserve it because they haven't done enough or whatever it is. Anyway.
No, I mean, it could be, I mean, not necessarily about you, but for a lot of people, it could be also the difference in seeing themselves in a more dramatic manner than it is the reality. And so this was like, yes, this is me, even though it's really not you, but it could be had you been in this fantasy life. But also being that if you have a sadder, more disposition, that if you want to be a main character, this would be the main character that you see yourself being. So there's a whole lot of reflection on that. Also to note, for those of you who go into friendships and relationships who for the most part feel guilty about being happy, mm-hmm. there could be something to be said about the relationships you're having in that True. If they're not celebrating with you, there's something wrong. There's a thing to be able to, yes, commiserate together, but they should be able to celebrate with you as well. So there should be an even stead. Even with the worst parts of your day, you should be able to celebrate something. There's something yes. to be said to have someone in your corner who sees mm-hmm. you and backs you and is able to encourage you even in the worst parts of the day. So there's a lot to everything to that. And if you only have friendships that only make you feel guilty for mm-hmm. being happy, there's something wrong with that friendship.
Yes.
Just to put that out there.
For sure. And I think, I mean, most of what I'm talking about is more the whole you are not allowed, like the person in the relationship right. is like, let me help you. And you're like, no, because right. I don't deserve it.
Right.
But yes, also, if you do make that space and the other person is making you feel guilty, then yeah, that's a different thing. Not healthy. I mean, neither one is good, right? Like,
right.
you need to figure out why that is.
And I think more of that on social media where it's constantly, how dare you?
Yeah.
And that becomes a toxic level of like, but it's nice. It's okay to have a moment of niceness, whether it's you got to sit by yourself. And sure, yeah, we don't necessarily need the Kim Kardashian renting out an island during pandemic and be like, look at how happy I am. We don't, that's not reading the room. That's a right. whole different level. yeah. But saying I'm with someone and we're happy and we're content baking a bread, that's not a bad thing.
Right. Yes. Yes. I mean, find happiness where you can that doesn't hurt other people and is healthy. Right. Absolutely. But as Samantha knows, we're about to embark on a tragedy comfort weekend.
Here we go.
This is like my favorite thing, obviously in the fiction realm, not in the real world. But I have been telling people about it and they're like, what? What are you doing? Basically, we're going to watch a bunch of sad things and eat a lot of soup. So we're going to be sad and then comforted.
Lots of soup, people.
I love soup, so I'm very excited. Well, listeners, as always, we would love to hear from you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Happy, happy hour. If you would like to email us, you can. Our email is stephanieandmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram @StuffOneNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff One Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.